We are doing this show today, a tribute to John's teacher who died on October 29th. His teacher who taught him Peruvian music. He's had other teachers, so I don't want to leave any of them out.
Sure.
This is a focus today on Raul, his teacher from Peru.
Correct. And one of the things I'd like to bring up is that I also studied with other people down there and collaborated with other people. I think we'll even hear one of the people I collaborated with later, Frank Collazos. But, listening to that music, as I mentioned earlier, like it was the beginning of this journey where I was utterly fascinated, yet totally bewildered and separated from this musical culture. Yeah. So I had to somehow integrate myself. Mm-hmm. And I met a writer named Daniel Alarcón. And he, maybe you've read him. He's often published in The New Yorker. And he's a writer of some international success, as a matter of fact. But just this great guy. And he met me through a friend who I'm actually going to see this weekend, which is kind of exciting. Yeah. Vanaris. Pumpio. So we were talking. And he was like, hey, you need to meet this musician. I would love to learn this music, but honestly, I don't have the time or patience to even begin. So I would just like to know that someone is going to work with
him. Get the benefit of it.
Yeah, and very quickly, Frank Collazos, he saw that I had a lot of interest in. I could play, and I saw it. He was just a fantastic player. So we just found a common ground very quickly and collaborated on a waltz, Peruvian waltz. And then also a song called Bajo del Cielo de los Incas, which you'll hear later, which is like this pasacalle. And so it's kind of an easy rhythm to get. And then it ends in this rhythm called huayno, like that we heard earlier. And that was the thing I struggled with.
So the pasacalle is the same rhythm as we hear a pasacalle by Bach or by Leopold Weiss?
So pasacalle is like a parade. And so it's a steady beat that you would kind of march to.
Okay.
So maybe a march would be a better better word for it. Okay. So in terms of what to do next, since we were talking about studying, eventually I would study. So I collaborated, went to a concert in Corongo in his hometown, which was amazing. This town of 1,000 people swelled to 3,000, all these people returning. And I walk in the center square and I see my photo placard in the center square, and I was like, what? That was
great, man.
Almost my 15 minutes of fame.
Major fame.
In this tiny town in the remote Andes. But there I met Luis Salazar Mejia, and he is just this great musicologist. Just a couple years ago, he redid El Condor Pasa, which is a Peruvian zarzuela, and reconstructed it. It hadn't been performed in years. And also did a bunch of research with that. So I met him, and he prepared me, basically, so I could study with Raul Garcia Sarate.
Oh.
And so, that tune you just heard, the Desde Tu Separación, which is a Yarabí, is much easier for me to get because it has very Spanish influence, and then it's also just free rhythm. So all I got to do is just do what he does. But it has the ornaments that, I had to learn. And
the lightness of the ornaments.
Right.
Because they're very light.
Yeah. It's amazing.
Yeah. You're shaking your head like, yeah, man.
Yeah, it's a lot. There's a lot there. But then he had me learn this this didactic piece. And I say didactic because it's in the form of what's called estudiantina, which is these little concerts. It's like a school band, basically. Mm-hmm. But they didn't really have a school band at that time. They had this thing called the Central Cultural Ayacuchano. So it's a cultural center of Ayacucho. And so he wrote this in a style of this music that they would teach there sometimes, estudiantina. So this is, the song is called Negra del Alma, and he's recorded 6 guitar parts, and this guitarist Camilo Pajuelo, he transcribed all of it and created this little packet for people to get started with. Del Alma. This is Raul Garcia Zárate playing in a estudiantina form, which is a much simpler, and you'll hear it.
Thank you.
he almost took it like the Suzuki method for the violin and simplified it and had everybody. And the thing that I noticed listening to this, and this is a compliment to the Latin cultures, is that even though these kids are beginning, their sense of time is so impeccable. You know, I mean, they can take the rhythm and the beat and play ahead of it or behind it. And their attack was very together for kids just beginning.
Well, I should mention it. That was all Raul Garcia Sarate. He was overdone. Yeah, he's got amazing rhythm.
His time was right there.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. I'm going to say, boy, this kid's really got a great time.
Yeah, and he does. He has amazing time. These kids are all the same person. But you mentioned like the Suzuki method. Mm-hmm. I actually got to collaborate on a guitar method and recorded some 152 tracks for this thing that my friend wrote, this Luis Salazar, Lucho, as I call him. And it's how you learn the music. You have to listen. And as a classical musician who was skirting around that all his life, it was the best thing that could have happened. Mm-hmm. Lessons basically were one of two things. And I think I've told you guys this before. Mm-hmm. One, music has to sing. I heard that a lot.
Okay. Well,
and then also, music needs to be danceable. And so you need rhythm and you need melody.
And you're always moving to the beat, towards the beat.
Yeah.
Yes.
And so it was just always one of two things. And yet, just to be hammered on that for a year was fantastic. And he was such a gentleman. He was always such a gentleman. And you know, every once in a while, he'd share some wonderful stories. Getting to know him was really a pleasure.
Him is?
Raul Garcia Sarate, yes.
As Vern does to me all the time. So.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. Thank you. Poetic joke. So what I'd like to play, though, right now is a little bit of this music and its, I don't know if I would say original form, but in a much more common form. And this is a duo that, he recorded some early albums. And this is one of the earlier projects that he recorded with his brother. Oh. And so he grew up. He was already playing guitar at 8 years old. And I've got a story about that. Maybe we can get to it. But this is an album that he made with his brother, Neri. And I think another brother is actually playing mandolin, or maybe it was Neri. But this song is called Ángel de mi Vida, which is Angel of My Life. And this is in the huayno form.
Ángel de mi vida, ángel de mis ilusiones, tú eres magnolia escondida dentro de mi corazón, dentro de mi corazón. Todos me han aconsejado amaña cuya y chunispa, pero haciendo la prueba, manamia a ti le han hecho, manamia a ti le han hecho. En que yo deja naeta, en mi última agonía, tu nombre pronunciaría, tu nombre pronunciaría. Pasa kulapti lagi langhanispa.
So that was Raúl García Zárate playing with his brother Neri in the duo Hermanos García Zárate, the song Angel of My Life, or Ángel de mi Vida.
And you mentioned he was singing in two languages.
Right. So a big part of the Ayacuchan form was one, and they did this with a lot of sincerity, if possibly some condescension, of elevating the folk music culture, but still being true to it. And one of the things is that they had Quechua. So for the Spanish speakers, there might be a moment in their ear like, I don't understand what they're saying. And it's because unless you speak Quechua, you wouldn't. Mm. But what's amazing is that they make sure to rhyme in both languages. And the rhythm is impeccable in both. Like there's not this awkward translation. And so that goes with this theme of virtuosity and really treating this music as art. That was a big part of the music of Ayacucho and Huamanga.
Now, you mentioned that you have something with him playing with orchestra.
Right.
Can we listen a little bit of that?
Absolutely. So this is Raúl García Zárate playing what's called a fox and caico. So it's a foxtrot, so they brought this in the 20s. Yeah. And this is called Vírgenes del Sol, or Virgins of the Sun.
Lovely, 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 lovely. You know, we are running out of time, so I'm going to be very quick. I'll simply say that I have John Paul Shields in the studio. We're doing a tribute show to his teacher in Peru, His name again is Raul.
Raul Garcia Zarate, and Zarate is Z-A-R-A-T-E. I hope you look him up.
He died October 29th, so it's very current. And John mentioned it to me, and I said we had to do a show to honor this wonderful man, wonderful player, who was also an attorney, which I guess found out now. And then John did collaborating while he was in Peru with other musicians. So we're going to end the show with a collaboration of John. And John, tell us about that.
Sure. So this collaboration was the one that inspired me to go to that town. And eventually, years later, we ended up recording a CD, or a couple tracks on the CD. He's working with a guy named Percy Bravo, but this is Frank Collazos Garay. And so we had an opportunity to record Bajo el Cielo de los Incas, which is Under the Incan Sun. And it's a song form that's similar to what we just heard. It's what's called indigenista. It's intellectuals taking these song forms and playing with them and composing with it. And this is a pasacalle, which is a march. And then it turns into a huayno at the end. Mm-hmm. And when I first learned it was really tricky. But and this is actually inspired by an arrangement by Raul Garcia Zarate, which is interesting to note that out of all this we've been listening to, working with the orchestra there, Lynch was the arranger, you know, doing all this, he did not read music. He was totally self-taught. Yeah, and all of this skill just emanated from him. So anyway,
we're going to listen to the duo.
Yeah, the duo is I playing with Frank Collazos Garay, and it's an arrangement of Bajo el Cielo de los Incas by Raul Garcia Zarate.
And thank you so much for coming in, John.
Thank you so
much.
And
sharing with us.
Thank you for taking the time.